And I won't focus too much on the gospel other than to say our Lord is clear. We do want to be fully detached from this passing world, its delights, its pleasures, all the things that cause us to fall into idolatry, all of our need for money, all of our need for wealth, security, life insurance, whatever else. We just want to say, like, Lord, we're here today, but we know that we are gone tomorrow. And so we are ready to let go. We're ready for death. We're ready for that moment to encounter you with all engines moving forward towards you and nothing anchoring us back here below. It's always important to read Jesus in the full image of Jesus, the one who loves us no matter what, and also the one who challenges us and holds us accountable and says, did you build your house on rock? Because I've been telling you for X number of years, build on rock so that you are found ready when that time comes. I do want to talk about the first reading, though, because, I mean, obviously it's a warning against the foolishness of idolatry. Like, we take the stars in the sky, or we make these little statues in our home out of wood or cement or glass or something else, and we worship them as if they were God. How foolish not to be able to see in their beauty what is only a reflection of beauty itself, of God himself. How much of a struggle for us to experience pleasures and delight in this world, and instead of allowing them to lead us to one who is the light itself, God who is goodness itself, we get stuck on the passing, fleeting moments of pleasure or delight, and we turn them into gods, into idols. From the greatness and the beauty of created things, their original author is seen by analogy. Especially for mankind, man and woman, we are made literally in the very image and likeness of God in some way that gives us almost a direct reflection of God. It's the closest we come outside of Jesus himself. And yet all things, in some way, like the work of an artist, they tell us a little bit about the artist. Whether it's the idea of looking at how the stars and the galaxies are arranged in such mathematical perfection, how music has that mathematical detail to it, that tells you about God's mind, God's way of thinking to some degree. You look at science, you look at biology. Someone was passing a meme around and they said, where did the duck come from? And God said, you see that chicken over there? Put like a bill on his beak and web his feet and let's see what we can make of that. But it tells us like that creativity of God, that ingenious, like creative joy of God who makes all these great things. Let creation proclaim the glory of God. The heavens tell of his name. Let nature speak of God and not be an obstacle for us to reach God. And even last night, Miss Maria, she shared in that Women's Night of Reflection, just that ability to listen and receive the beauty of creation. It can lift up our hearts if we allow it. She mentioned yesterday's sunset was extraordinary. And to be able to take the time and let creation tell us of God. When you listen to those beautiful sounds of music, good music, let it tell us of the beauty of God, and let it not hinder us from God. We leave it at that, but we ask the Holy Spirit to really allow our eyes to be opened, to see all that God has wanted us to see. You know, there are some creatures, dogs, for example, from what I know, I didn't study dogs, but they're colorblind. Many of them are colorblind. By nature, they were never meant to see color. They see a whole world, and they miss so much of it. The human person, by nature, is meant to see all of the beauty of creation. All of it was meant as a little particular personal gift to you and to me. Let us not miss that gift. Let us not take for granted what we can see, behold, recognize, and through those gifts to see the giver of all good things. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.